The CBP One app, used to allow migrants to fly on domestic flights without having formal identification. A new policy from the Trump administration is putting a stop to it. The TSA posted the changes on X, announcing the app will no longer be used to bypass typical security protocol for U.S. citizens of showing a valid ID. The app, used to serve as migrants' ticket through using immigration court documents stored within the app to verify who they are. At least 60,000 migrants have flown using the app. Many migrants look to travel by plane to reach sponsors or desired cities while awaiting the next step in their asylum process. Now, the CBP One app has been updated and is called the CBP Go app. Under the new TSA directive, migrants without ID will only be allowed to board flights if the agency can confirm the travel is for self-deportation purposes. The local ABC affiliate in San Diego reported parts of its airport are empty, where 1 year ago it was filled with migrants sleeping on airport floors, awaiting flights out of the city paid for by migrant advocacy groups. The Trump administration has argued this was a safety threat to allow migrants without valid IDs to board domestic flights. But some immigration advocates are reacting differently to the TSA dropping the app as a means of identification. An immigration attorney said, "It's going to cause a lot of heartache and hardship for asylum seekers. This is going to put a burden on border cities that will now have to find alternate ways to help people transit to their destination cities." We reported on Tuesday that DHS shut down the CBP One app as a means of entry into the U.S., DHS saying it will now only serve to assist non-citizens in leaving the country.